As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi Goldhawk, your favorite real estate investor, radio show host, awesomest person in the whole wide world. I wanted to connect with you today about lending, about borrowing the right capital for your business, and there's nothing that's better than finding the right type of financier for your real estate investments. Now, if you're a fix and flipper, you want to pay attention. If you're just getting started in real estate investing, you want to pay attention to this show. If you are a rental owner, you're a landlord, and you have single family rentals or a portfolio or onesie twosies that you're doing, great. This show is for you. Understanding the depth of what financing really means for your real estate investing business is what I want to cover in today's show, because quite frankly, it is one of the most important parts, as you know, about any type of real estate deal. You obviously have the deal itself, which is like the first part. The second part is your team members and your partners and how you structure the deal. I'll lump that, even though it's like 15 different categories, but I'll lump that into like section number two. And then number three, of course, is financing. Right? You need to make sure that you have the right type of capital. Now, there are so many investors out there that are just taking on the wrong type of private money lending relationships or the wrong type of hard money lenders. And my guest today is a very seasoned private money lender, and he understands what it takes to build a relationship with you to help you scale your business. It's not just a relationship that says, hey, you know what, here's some money, take it, make money with it, and then return it to me. It goes a lot deeper than that. Even the relationships that I have with my lenders, right? It goes a lot deeper than just a surface level borrowing relationship. They want to know how you're doing. They want to know what the future looks like for you. Are you scaling up? Are you scaling down? Are you maybe kind of in a holding pattern, taking a look at what's going on in the market right now? Because that's also another conversation to be had. What is going on in the market right now? And real estate's been on a pretty crazy run-up over the last many years. We haven't really seen a correction. Is that coming? How do you prepare for it? What's the acquisition strategy looking like? What does the acquisition strategy look like today than it did a year ago versus 4 years ago? So these types of conversations and these types of topics I'm going to have today with my guest, Bo Eckstein from Conventus. And he, again, is a private money lender. It's an interesting topic to talk about because for me, I am very interested to know what type of opportunities exist in the world today, especially in a market where you have such high demand and low inventory. There are a lot of flippers that are going out there, sending out mailers to absentee owners, looking at property, tracking down owners and saying to them, hey, I want to buy your house. There are others that don't do any of that. There are others that will lend to these folks or they'll just sit out of the market altogether. So I want to bring Bo on and have this dialogue so that you can not only benefit from the information, but then you'll know, one, getting in touch with him and how to do that. And then two, what it really takes to scale your business in this type of environment that we're in. Bo, are you with me?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you got it. Thanks for coming on the show. There's one question that I always like to ask my guests, and it's not a complicated one. You can be as dramatic as you want. And it is, Bo, are you in a real estate of mind today?
I am, yes.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. So tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Basically, I've been in real estate, all different capacities, for about 20 years. Started as a residential mortgage broker, and then got into real estate sales, got into private money lending, and then actually started doing a lot of flips myself, and then currently doing some buy and hold in the Midwest right now, buy, fix, and hold, and then refinancing and getting my capital back out. That's what I do on the side, but my day job right now is strictly private money lending. I work for a fund based in San Francisco, and we lend in multiple markets.
Awesome. How did you get your start in this world? I'm always curious to ask because everybody has a different story, as you know, in the real estate world. Whether you're a hedge fund guy or gal, or you're just putting in 40 hours a week, and you're clocking in, clocking out in a non-real estate related field, and all of a sudden you decide, you know what, I'm going to go flip and I'm going to go build a rental portfolio. What's your story?
I was graduated high school, tried to go to college, really didn't enjoy the curriculum there. Decided to either get into law enforcement or real estate, and I was actually working out at the gym one day, and I was working out with a friend of mine, and he was a mortgage broker. He said, well, why don't you come in and do some telemarketing? I was probably 19 or 20 at the time. So I went and started working at their company, telemarketing, and I was really good on the phone, and I was getting leads from the loan officers, like crazy amount of leads. Finally, a few months later, I decided to get my license so I could originate loans and make all the money. And that's what I did. And I worked for a large brokerage in Northern California for many years, up until the downturn in 2007-08. And then I had to obviously change focus and figure it out. And that's kind of when I got into the private money lending world.
That's pretty unique. I mean, I think, you know, for me, when I got started, I had no idea what I was doing. You know, I was a college kid. I was flipping in inner city Detroit, trying to make a name for myself, and that went super badly. And I remember I got a call from one of my contractors, and he said, hey, you have to go to your rental that you're renovating in Detroit. And at the time, it was snowing in Ann Arbor, so I make the drive. I commute to Detroit in my, like, crappy, like, car. It had, like, bald tires, and I, like, skid all the way to Detroit. And there was water running in the basement. And I was super scared. I had nobody to turn to. I had no team. I was trying to do everything by myself and realized in that moment, real estate's for me, which is kind of weird. Like, I think, you know, in a midst of complete disastrous failure, I decided, hey, yeah, I like this business. I guess for me, that was kind of weird, but I appreciate you sharing your story. We have about a minute before we have to go to break. What's the one top tip or the two top tips that you can offer new real estate investors getting into the business?
Get really good at finding deals and get really good at knowing values. Finding a deal, everybody's always concerned about how to get the money. If you find a deal, the money comes.
Finding the deal. I like that. There's a lot to talk about there. And then the exit strategy for me is really important as well. Understanding the investment personality is really important because they're folks that just, you know, they want to take some risk, but then they're also a little hesitant, but they would much rather get essentially a paycheck every month. They would much rather just get a rent checks every month, versus mm-hmm. those that say, well, hey, I like the adventure. I'm a Star Trek geek. You know, I like the unknown. I might like to flip a little bit because I can live on the adventurous side and I have some tremendous upside when I do it properly. So that's really cool. We are going to break. What is the best way that our listeners throughout the show can essentially get in touch with you, reach your team if they have any questions about their lending and lending terms and the deals that they have?
Sure. The best way is just to text my phone, 925-852-8261. That's 925-852-8261. Texting, you'll get me, and I'll get right back to you.
Awesome. And that is cvlending.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about who they are, what they do, my buddy Bo, when we come back, Think Realty Nation, this is what you got to do. Go to thinkrealty.com. Ask me some questions as well about the right type of financing for your deal. And hey, listen, I get it. You don't look at 100 deals a day. So you need somebody to help you sift through the madness. Give me a shout. I want you to do it. Find me on Instagram. Send me a message. And if you're driving and you see a Barnes & Noble, stop in. Pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine. I write for it, and that's why you should pick it up. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi. And we're talking about real estate investing, one of my favorite topics that I love to talk about at a coffee shop, at a lounge, in meetings, at the Think Realty National Conferences that you can register at thinkrealty.com using the code name Abhi, A-B-H-I. I mean, it is such an integrated part of my life. I go to sleep thinking about it. I dream about it. I eat it. I drink it. It's unbelievable to me. And so when I'm asked questions from whether it's you, the radio audience, or somebody on Instagram or LinkedIn saying, hey, you know, I have a question about this duplex or this triplex or this quad, and I want to scale my business and things like this. My very first question that I always ask them is, where do you want to be with real estate investing in 5 or 6 years? Have you given that some thought? And that's really important that you do. It's tremendously important that you do. And so I'm going to bring Bo back on. He's my guest today from Conventus, and he has a tremendous amount of knowledge about not only real estate financing, but then also how investors can scale their business. And I do want to talk about this mindset piece for a second, Bo, because I do feel like if I'm just getting started, I might be a little trepidatious. I might be a little wary of what's going on, and I need to still develop that mindset, that investment personality. Do you have any tips about how I might be able to do that?
I like what I do personally is, and I still do it, is I go to as many REI clubs, as many meetups that are real estate related. I go to those, I network with people, I ask questions, I look at other people's business models. Fortunate for me, I get to see a lot of business models because people come to me for loans. So I can see what they're buying, how they're finding deals. But I go to events almost every weekend. One, it's for me, it's fun because I love real estate. And obviously, the more you know, the more tools you put in your belt, you can get more deals under contract. You can learn different exit strategies such as wholesaling, which is when you assign a contract, or wholetailing, which is when you're actually closing the property and maybe just clean it up a little bit and put it right back on the MLS. There's the, you know, the buy, fix, and hold model, where you buy a property, you renovate, and then you refinance and pull your money back out. There's so many different strategies. So you got to learn buying property subject to existing mortgages. So as you develop your skills and you keep going to these events and learning all the different ways to acquire real estate and to control real estate, you just become more and more of a lethal weapon, where you're able to figure out a way to structure the deal when a newbie investor may not be able to figure out that it's a deal, because now you can look at it in many different ways. So it comes down to finding a good mentor and going out there and educating yourself, listening to podcasts, reading articles, and just engulf yourself into the industry. You know, I consider it a tribe. I go to these events and it's usually the same people, and hopefully it's the people that you're surrounding yourself that are actually taking action, because it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of the people, they'll go and take some classes on this, but they'll never do anything with it. The 20% that do, those people are going to enjoy the fruits of their labor, and that's kind of where you got to just push forward and take massive action, and don't be afraid, because you're going to make a few mistakes. We all do. We sometimes lose money on deals. But if you're making money on 80 to 90% of your deals, then you're doing okay.
I love that you brought up so many different topics to talk about. I mean, the wholesaling thing, the buy, fix, and hold, controlling real estate, right? You didn't say owning real estate. You're saying controlling real estate, which I think is super, super important. We'll talk about that as well. Having a good mentor, finding mentors in this space, going to some of the meetup groups or even attending the Think Realty National Conference, for example, which is where I love to go to shake hands of people sharing stories and investment strategies that they're using to win with real estate investing. And just general education as well. There's so many strategies out there that are new that I haven't tried because I'm so used to whether it's a fix and flip or syndicating for multifamily that I generally just don't have time. But quite frankly, I should be open to, you know, I should absolutely be open to these types of things. So as a lender in a lot of the states, you know, you lend in Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, my home state of Georgia, Massachusetts, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, Texas, Washington, probably a few other states. What are some of the top mistakes? All right, let's talk about like the failures of all real estate investors ever. What are some of the top mistakes that you're finding real estate investors make?
Sure. I see this a lot. I see people that have good intentions, but they get overexcited and they go out there, they set up their LLC, they set up all these crazy entities, they spend a couple $1,000s doing it, and they've never closed a deal. And then they finally build their team, and then they go out and they want to do some flipping, fix and flips. So they go out, and now all of a sudden they tie up one property, then they buy another property, and then they buy another property. So now they have two or three properties going, and they haven't even closed their first fix and flip deal. I had a borrower come to me a couple months ago, and she was buying three properties at one time, which each of them had $150,000 of rehab for each property. And she's never flipped a property herself, and she was partnering with this contractor. And I saw a lot of issues because her contractor wasn't from the area. So you have to know the permit process first. In California, pull permits in some cities is really hard. So she, in my mind, I hope she doesn't, but in my mind, she kind of set herself up for failure. And if she doesn't fail, hoping she doesn't, that she's going to have a really hard time through this process. And then she might even get a bad taste in her mouth where she doesn't want to do it anymore. So start small. Start with one project. Get that done, okay? Learn from that, and then go on, okay? And then as you go, then you can handle two or three. And then as you build systems, I have some really, really seasoned friends that are doing 30 to 40 rehabs at a time, okay? But they have been doing it for years, and they have the systems in place. So as a newbie, get educated, find your team, and start with a small project. Start with a cosmetic fixer, okay? Unless you've got a construction background, that might be a little bit different. Start with something that's a simple deal and make a profit on that and learn from any mistakes you do and then go from there. But don't, I see too many people, they see the pot of gold, but they have to get there first before they go there, and they just get too overzealous. So just take your time and realize that it's a process, and I think that's the biggest tip I can give to new people is that you got to pay your dues and, you know, jump in and take massive action, but also think things through, because the worst feeling is when you're out of money and you still need $100,000 to finish your project and you don't know how you're going to get that $100,000. And I don't want any of you guys to be put in that position, because in 2007, when the market collapsed, I was in a really bad position, I tell you what, and I was 28 at the time. You talk about having an early midlife crisis, and I certainly did. I did learn from it, but it was very hard to recover from such a beating, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break too, Bo, because that there are many Americans, many investors, even many international investors that took such a beating during that time, and it was probably one of the greatest life lessons, investing lessons, market lessons that we could have learned from. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. Think Realty Nation. Go to cvlending.com. Get in touch with Bo and his team about the types of loans that you need, the types of financing that you need to dominate your real estate game this year in 2018. Don't delay on that. Go there right now. Also, go to thinkrealty.com. Find me pretty much anywhere online. I love Instagram. Ask me a question, post a picture, all that good stuff. At Abhi Golhar. And remember to pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine at Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. Guess what? The fact that you're hearing my voice means that we're back and that you're getting excellent real estate investing information, especially from my colleague, Bo Eckstein from CV Lending. Not only does he have an awesome, unique story, but before the break, we were just talking about some of the mistakes that investors make. Please don't make these mistakes. Bo, do you want to give me a quick rundown of what those mistakes were?
Taking on too many projects at once in the beginning. You got to build your systems first. And really, really knowing what the after renovated value is and take into consideration things like pay attention to details, like the street's busy. Okay. If you're on a busy street, you can knock $20,000-$50,000 off that property. Make sure if it doesn't have a garage, you're adjusting for that on your after renovated values. Know your numbers. And also, I'd say 80% of the time when I see a rehab budget, they go over that budget. So people spend hours and hours doing complete scopes of work and detailed budgets. You got to really realize that you got to keep an eye on the budget, because budget and time frames of these rehabs, they're blown almost 8 out of 10 times. So that's the biggest killer. So keep on that. Make sure you find a good contractor and really know the permit process. If you're doing a big remodel, make sure you account for 3 or 4 or 5 months that it may take to get your permit before you can even start your work. So you got to just really kind of hone in, and that's why I tell people to start with a small cosmetic deal. And buy right. If you buy right, you're going to make money one way or the other. Okay, if you're buying way under market value, you should be able to turn around and sell that for a profit if you wanted to, or sign that contract. So if you buy right, you have less room for error in the deal, or more room for error in the deal, actually. Because if you buy right, it's hard to lose.
Yes. Especially when you have any type of market correction. You know what I always tell whenever I'm speaking or whenever I'm on a panel, wherever I am nationwide, it's always interesting. Everybody asks, so what's the price point at which you're buying right now? I said, you know what? I am in no more than between 65 and 68% of fair market value. That's my all-in cost. That means acquisition, closing costs, cost of carry, renovation costs, taxes, electric bill, whatever. That is my maximum number. And you know what? I know that I can sleep well at night, right? Knowing that if there's a 5%, if the market dips 5% in value, I'm covered. If it dips 10%, I'm covered. 15, 20%, I'm still covered. 25, 30%, I'm still covered. I can still get out if I needed to, number one. Number two, I can rent that property, because the most that I'm going to the most all-in cost I'm going to have is between 130 and 150. So I know that if I'm smart about it and if I buy right, I can rent that property out to a family that is happy to pay me rent, and I don't have to worry about that property being vacant and dealing with the issues that come on the back end of that. So totally agreed with what you're saying about buying right. I think that's advice that everybody needs to pay attention to. And if you have questions about what it means to buy right, or the education or the team members that you need to build out before you kind of get involved in the real estate investing game, get in touch with Bo. His email is Bo, B-E-A-U, at cvlending.com. I know, Bo, during the break, we wanted to talk a little bit about marketing. And you have a very interesting story about marketing, because you were originally also cast. You had a casting call to come audition, or to audition for the new series Flip to Win It on HGTV. And obviously, there's a lot of marketing that goes into that, to the brand, to your public figure and what you're doing and how you present yourself. What are some general tips that you can offer investors about marketing yourself that they can really benefit from?
Okay, sure. Yeah, so marketing has always been a passion. Just like myself going to real estate events, investing events, I also go to meetups on internet marketing, okay? Because that goes so well with what we do. Marketing is such a big part of investing, because getting the deals is really the key. Once you have a deal, everything else is is easy. I mean, because if you have a deal, you can wholesale it, you can assign it, you can, you know, you can just turn around and put it on the MLS. It's got a lot of upside on it. So really, it's how are you finding the deal, especially in a competitive market like right now. It's super competitive, and most of the time, 99% of people aren't going to find deals on the MLS. I mean, 8 years ago, yes, you could go on the MLS and find good flip opportunities, but now it's tough out there. So how are you finding deals? So I've been investing in Indiana, and I set up some websites. They're templated websites, and I spend about $100 a month, and it's all hosted stuff. And I research how to do keywords, like search engine optimization, all organically. So when people want to sell their house, they might go into Google and say, sell my house fast, Jacksonville, Florida. So in my mind, I wanted to rank organically. It means I'm not paying for search. I'm organically ranking on the first page of Google for those search terms. So I got really good at that kind of stuff. But what really got me excited, and I realized the power of the internet and marketing, was how I got casted for this HGTV series called Flip It to Win It. One day out of the blue, I get a call from a production company, and they said, hey, hi, Bo, I see that you're a real estate investor, and we're actually doing a casting for a pilot for a potential HGTV TV show. We already casted five of the teams, but we need one more team. Would you and your contractor want to come out and cast for the show? I got off the phone. I quickly Googled their production company, and I saw that they were legitimate. And I ended up agreeing to go. So we went to San Jose, California, and we did like a mock walkthrough with my business partner and contractor, and they filmed us. And first I did the scene with my business partner, and then I did it with my contractor. Anyways, my contractor and I ended up getting cast, and we did 12 episodes for HGTV. I'm a paid actor now. But the funny thing, I want to tie this back in it. The funny thing is, I looked when they were like talking to me, and they had a picture of me from a YouTube video. So they found me from a YouTube video I had done previously. Wow. So that put it all clicked for me that the internet and online marketing is such a huge component of this real estate investing game. And so I take that philosophy and I use those same tools. I do YouTube videos because YouTube is owned by Google. So I can rank for anything organically. It doesn't cost a dime if you know how to do it. So that's another component of it is that make sure, yeah, sure, I do yellow letters, I do, you know, direct mail, but learn the new technologies. Learn about, the phone messaging where they get a voicemail and their phone doesn't ring, like live broadcast and things like that. Learn about SEO and how to get ranked. There's a bunch of cool websites out there that it's done for you pretty much, and you can start getting ranked, and they'd have tutorials online. So putting all these pieces together, I mean, because really you make your money by getting the deals, and having the wholesalers and growing your network. So the marketing component is such a big, important part. So if you're really interested and you don't have much money and you can't afford to do a direct mail campaign, learn the online lead generation business, because I tell you what, I think most of my rehab friends right now, they're getting the majority of their deals online. Some of them are doing pay-per-click, some are doing like me, which is organic websites and things like that. But
got it.
You know, learn these systems.
Awesome. And that pretty much wraps up how to find deals. I'm really excited about this next segment coming up because we're going to dive into funding options and how you can get your real estate deal funded with CV Lending and start the process of winning with real estate investing. Think Realty listeners, we got to go to break. Go to thinkrealty.com or cvlending.com if you want to learn some more. Got questions for me one-on-one? You know how to do it. Hit me up on Instagram at Avi Golhar or even LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a pretty professional, awesome social media platform. Get in touch. I'll see you in a second.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch. That means in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give you all the information telepathically that you need to dominate 2018. Ready? There we go. You should have received all of the information that you need right now in that like 2 or 3 seconds of silence. Did you? If you haven't, There's some type of operating system error. No, I'm totally kidding. My guest today is Bo Eckstein from CV Lending, and I'm really excited to have him on because we've gone through a lot of unique and important topics. Number one, buying right. You need to make sure every single time that you're buying your deals correctly. If you're not in at the right numbers or your exit strategy is off and anything like that, it can really prove to be disastrous for your deal. We also talked in depth about the marketing and finding the right deal. All of these are really important components, especially if you want to find the right lender. So this is my favorite segment because we actually get to talk about the financing of your deal and how you apply and what type of down payment you need and the interest rates and the points and how all of that factors into overall profitability. So I'm going to bring Bo back on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think wrapping up this segment is going to be pretty crucial. I want to make sure that everybody has a good understanding of financing for their real estate deal, because it's make it or break it right now, folks. Bo, you with me?
I'm here.
Awesome. So we've gone through a lot, and I know I've certainly learned a lot, especially about marketing and finding deals, et cetera, et cetera. Where do you suggest folks start when it comes to applying for the right financing? What ducks do they have to have lined up in a row so that when they give Bo a call or email him at Bo, B-E-A-U, at cvlending.com, that you say, all right, this borrower is serious and this deal makes sense?
Yeah, so it's a pretty simple process. If you're brand new, obviously you don't have experience, but if you know the right pieces and how to talk the talk, I think it makes it a lot easier. So let's say you're buying a fix and flip property. So you would simply call or email or text me, hey, I have this property in contract for $1 million, and I'm going to put $200,000 into this property. Here's the address. And after I put the $200,000 in this property, it's worth $1.8 million or $1.9 million or something like that. And so what we're really looking for is on your first deal, if you've never flipped a property, okay, because that's always a question we ask is what's your experience level? So if you're not a realtor or you're not in the real estate game, and this is, you know, you have a day job, you know, maybe $1 million property isn't right for you unless you have a lot of cash. So really know your comps. Go in there and call me and say, hey, Bo, I'm buying this property for $1 million. And it needs about $200,000 of work. I've had my contractor go through. I've got he's done a scope of work and a line item budget. Okay, a scope of work is kind of, it's exactly what you're doing to the property. We're buying this 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, and then we're going to convert some of the garage into a 4th bedroom. We're going to put granite countertops in the kitchen. And then your line item budget is line item by line item, demo, $10,000, electrical, $5,000. And so that's your line item. So having those detailed out really nicely is huge, because then we know you know what you're doing. You're prepared. And then the other thing you can do is provide very good comps, which are typically in a half-a-mile radius of your property, and they're like within the same square foot range. So I usually use a 15% variance, greater and smaller size. So it's a 1,000 square foot home. You know, you could do, you know, 1,200 to 900 square feet. And so then you're pulling comps in a half a mile radius. So if you don't know how to pull comps and things like that, this is when we go back to having the right team members. So if you have the right realtor that understands what you're doing and has worked with investors and knows how to sell properties and knows how to figure out a good after renovated value, have them help you pull comps so you can learn how they're pulling comps. But typically we look at a half mile radius from the subject property. And then the other important items are now you know what you're doing. You have a good contractor. You might include a resume or some past projects from the contractor, especially if this is your first deal, showing, hey, I've got a contractor. He's put a lot of thought into this scope of work and this line item budget. It's detailed out. Here's the comp supporting the value of the property. Now, Bo, I'm new, but, you know, my contractor's worked with a lot of investors, and, I'm wondering if you could what's your max? Usually everybody wants to max out the leverage. They want to borrow as much from me as they can, which is understood, but also you're going to get better rates. You're going to get higher leverage if you've got a lot of experience. And keep that in the back of your mind. But typically now, which is common, is people will lend 80% of purchase and 100% of the rehab cost. The rehab costs will be held, and that'll be fund controlled. So your contractor and you would put a draw together, a draw schedule, usually up to about five draws, and then after you complete those line item budgets, the funding would be drawn out, and you'd get a check or a wire into your bank account for those line items. So typically, we don't want to lend. We want to be at 65% of ARV or less. So ARV stands for after renovated value. So like we want to know, like, that $1 million house you bought, you put in 200 grand, and now it's worth $1.8 million. We'll lend up to 65% of that $1.8 million as total gross loan amount. So that's kind of how we like to look at things. We also do, so going back to that, so you need, on that program, you need 20% of your own capital in the deal, 20% of the purchase price, so you need $200,000. So what a lot of people do is they get what we call like a gap lender or an equity partner, and they get a partner to put up that $200,000, because if they're just starting out, they may not have the money. If you're going to do that, just tell your lender, tell me up front so I know what I'm working with, because we'll make exceptions and allow for you to have what we say, no skin in the game, because you as the borrower have no skin in the game. We'll allow that sometimes, but we need to know that up front so when we're looking at all the factors of the deal, we can make great assessments. We also are really good at just doing purchase money loans. So let's say you buy a property for $1 million and you just want $800,000. You have an equity partner lined up. That's where I truly excel, because we can close loans so fast, because we can assess the asset's value, and those type of loans we can close in three to four days. But the rehab loans, those take a little bit more time, because we have to review your budget. We have to do a few more steps. So the rehab loans usually take about 10, 11 days to close, just because there's a couple extra steps in there. So you got the basic purchase money loan, you got the fix and flip or the rehab loan.
Mm-hmm.
We also do seconds. We'll do seconds up to 55 to 60% CLTV. So CLTV means combined loan to value. So we'll even do seconds sometimes. So a lot of people, like, let's say you're buying something here in San Francisco. You're buying a total fixer for $1 million, maybe $1.4 million. And it might take you 6 to 9 months to get your architectural drawings done and your plans. So sometimes people will come to me and say, hey, can you lend 70 to 80% of the purchase price? I'll come in with cash. They close on the property, and then they just, you know, pay their monthly mortgage payment. And then 6 months later, all of a sudden, now they have their plans approved. Then we can do a loan based off of the after-renovated value. So there's a lot of ways to structure the deals.
Yep.
It really depends on the situation. So it's really the best thing to do, and this might sound overwhelming to somebody who's new, but if you just call me, I'll walk you through the process, and it's fairly simple. I would just, you know, have it lined up, know what your future value is after you renovate, have your comps ready, have your budget ready, come prepared, and I'll do my best job to get you the best financing possible.
And that, Think Realty listeners, is a wrap for the show. Bill, I appreciate your time coming on the show today. Think Realty listeners, get in touch with him and his team. Email him directly at beau@cvlending.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or head on over to your favorite social media platform and get in touch. Ask me your question and I'll respond. Believe me, it's me. I'm not a robot. It's actually me. I promise. Get in touch. You know how to do it. See you next time.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind.
online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The Office Chair Event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
Biz Talk Radio.